is Dan Sheridan with CrossAndThrone.com. We are studying Paul's letter to the Romans, and today we are Romans chapter 5, verses 3 to 5. And not only so, but we glory in tribulations also, knowing that tribulation worketh patience, and patience experience, and experience hope. And hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given to us. Last time we saw that believers are justified by faith and they currently stand in grace. Thus, salvation can never be lost because you can't lose by being bad what you didn't earn by being good in the first place. Then we saw that the next thing for the believer is the resurrection hope. We boast in that hope. Now we see that we not only boast in the future hope of resurrection, but we also boast in our tribulations. Come again. Yes, you heard it right. We boast in tribulations also. It is only our selfishness, really, that seeks to escape from trials. We boast in our tribulations because we know that tribulation works patience in our life. And thus, a patient man becomes an experienced man. And an experienced man is in a constant state of hope. When you want to get your car fixed, you do not want to go to the guy with clean hands and clean fingernails, but you want to go to the guy with dirty hands, scars, and cuts. He has learned the hard way how to fix a car. He has experience. And in the same way, our trials work out a state of hope in us. Remember that this is not a permanent residence for us. One day the Lord will come and bring us to himself, and we will have bodies suitable to that time. We saw that we have peace with God in verses 1 through 2, so these tribulations we go through are not signs of God's anger with us. They are marks of kindness preparing us for what is to come. In Romans 8, we see that the sufferings are given to us as we go through this life so we can long for something better. We will appreciate the world to come and our resurrection only because of what we go through now. Why? Well, let's take a look at Adam as an example. Adam was created in a perfect garden. There was no death, no bills, no taxes, no hospital beds, no waiting rooms, no traffic. Did we ever read in Genesis 1 and 2 of Adam saying, "I thank you, God, that I have it so good"? Did he ever pray that or thank him? No. Why? Because that's all he knew. He was created in a perfect environment. He didn't know the contrast to it. But we're going through taxes, suffering, death, hospitals, and rush hour traffic. We would long to go back where Adam's at. But why? Why would we long for that? Because we have something Adam didn't. We have history. We can appreciate what Adam was going through because of the contrast we have now. We could appreciate the perfect state he lived in. That's right, we can only say that he had it good because of the bad we go through now. We can be thankful because we know what we know. We know suffering and joy. Adam didn't. We will one day have it better than Adam. With this difference, we will have had the history of suffering behind us. What joy and thanks will be offered to God in that day. And as for our future, it is secure. God will never let us down. He has given us His Spirit as a guarantee of what is to come. If you have any love for God in your heart, or any inkling to know Him better, that's God's Spirit in you, and that is the guarantee of what is to come. And as Romans 5 says in verse 5, "And hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost which is given unto us." He will fulfill all His promises. We will one day be on the other side of suffering. Think about this. One day we will no longer be suffering. There will be no more death. And the resurrection of Christ is the proof of this. This is Dan Sheridan with CrossAndThrone.com.